Welcome to the Captain B Show, a place where space mythology and scientific technology collide to unveil extraterrestrial secrets of the universe. Are you ready? Here we go.
Listen. Jump on a moonbeam and ride.
This is Captain B, and I am here with my trusted co-pilot, Amber Heim. And today we are so excited to have with us an extraordinary guest. He is very articulate and actually has his own show entitled Funk from the Front Seat, available streaming on his YouTube channel. Zach Roberson, are you in the house, Zach?
Yes, sir. Bruce, how you doing? Hi, Amber. Thanks for having me on. You guys are amazing. This is so very, very cool. I'm honored.
Well, we're excited because, as you know, we have a global footprint here on the iHeartRadio platform. So your experiences are going to be heard around planet Earth today.
Wow.
So let's start right in and have you, if you don't mind, give us kind of the where, when, and description of your experience that we have heard about. Go ahead.
Absolutely. First of all, this is the first time I've ever told this story out public. A lot of my friends and family know about this, and you and I spoke, but check this out. So it was in 2004, but 1998 was like the prelim to this, because that was an experience that led to this one. And this particular one that I'm talking about in 2004 happened in Hershey, Pennsylvania. My oldest daughter, Kayla, had just been born. You know, she was about 9 months old. She was born in May. So it happened in November. That November, we went up there for a nice trip. And, you know, we were, you know, it was a little bit of snow on the ground. So wasn't a lot of trees, wasn't a lot of foliage. It was a good, crisp winter, kind of fallish winter day in Pennsylvania. And if you know about that area of the country, you know it's very, very beautiful. And, you know, we had our little cabin and we were chilling out the first night with my daughter, you know, and she, you know, was a little baby. So she was in the bassinet still, couldn't really move around. So we decided one night after our second night there that we were going to go walk down by the lake because, you know, it was very beautiful, a lot of colors. And, you know, we wanted to just hang out for a second, you know, and just appreciate the moment. Our baby was there, you know, in the cabin. It was safe. So, you know, Jennifer and I walked down by the lake and we were about maybe 10 minutes into the walk and a larger path narrowed into a smaller path, but still big enough to get a car down to something. It wasn't like we was trapped on the side. And then all of a sudden, I looked up first and then I grabbed Jennifer's hand and I just did a nod with my head. And lo and behold, this thing, I would call it a craft. It was about the size, if you took two Long Island Railroad train cars and put them back to back, it was that wide. I couldn't really see the top, so I couldn't tell you how high it was. But it had yellow lights underneath, red lights underneath. They were blinking, and then a big spot, white, bright spot, white light was out in front of it as it was hovering over us. Now, the thing about this was, okay, it made no noise whatsoever. And the only way that I noticed it is because I had saw the light that was out in front of it. And that made me look up. And it was over the treetops, but not very, very far. So I would say it was about maybe, I don't know, in yards, because I played football. It couldn't have been no more than 50 yards of over my head straight up, right? And Jennifer stood there for a minute. I stood there for a minute. Now, I wasn't in shock about it because I've been having a lot of experiences my whole life. And I looked up and it had the most beautiful glow on the bottom and it felt completely harmless. It wasn't there to harm us at all. And as it hovered away, it glided over the treetops very, very slowly. And I got the sense that it was there to check, following up on something maybe, or to understand, you know, my daughter had just been born and I always know she's an indigo child. And I always felt like I was a hybrid. And I always felt like, you know, things came periodically in and out of my life to check up on me for whatever reason. Never any harm whatsoever. And I told Jennifer, I said, let's go follow it. And she's like, no. She got really, really scared. And she said, the baby. And I said, they're not going to hurt the baby, you know, if this is what I think it is. Now, you know, 9 times out of 10, our military has things out there too. But I got the sense this was totally not that, because as it rose and hovered a little bit higher and got above the treetops, right, it the thing was so massive, there's no way that it could have taken off at that speed with any technology that I've ever seen. And as it got a little bit further down, maybe like 100, 150 yards down, we could still see the size and the length and how wide it was. And then all of a sudden, it shot straight up, like faster than I could blink, because it left trails. And I asked Jennifer, I said, did you see the same thing? And she's like, yes. She was scared. I was like, no, it's nothing to be afraid of. You know, I said, I think it's just exploring or checking on something or doing what they do when they come to visit us.
Excellent. Thank you for the where, when description. Now,
Zach,
I have some questions.
Mentioned,
go ahead, Amber.
Oh, sorry. You had mentioned that this experience or something similar had happened to you in the past.
Yes.
So I'm wondering, why do you think it was there to check on you?
I specifically believe that certain entities and spirits, and I'm a highly empathic spirit, and I sense a lot of things since the day I was born. I believe sometimes, you know, our higher powers come back to make sure that we're just doing okay, because it was shortly after 9/11 had happened, you know, a couple of years prior to that, and we were really kind of freaked out about where we were going to live next, because we were very, very close to that in New York. We understood, had people there, this and that. So a lot of people at that time in New York were like, hey, we're going to go to Pennsylvania. We're going to go down to Virginia. We ended up going to Virginia. But I believe it was something with that to reassure me that everything was going to be okay.
I have a fundamental question. So what you're saying, this defied the laws of physics as we know them, as you were aware of them. Was there any sound that you heard associated with this?
Absolutely not.
Wow.
That was the amazing thing about it. No sound. None. I've never, okay. You know, just look at it this way. There are certain things that happen in our lives. There's no explanation for it. So there's nothing to judge it on. You know, and it wasn't my first time having an experience like this. So I was a little bit more savvy. And it changed my life, of course.
Was this in the local news by any chance?
No, but I can tell you that area of the country has a high, very high, and you can look it up. It's documented by all MUFON, all the top UFO researchers, and our own government, a very high rate of seeing things. Supposedly the Bell landed there years ago. Pennsylvania, in those mountains, there are always things that people are seeing and reporting. And I know this because I reported it to the state trooper.
Oh.
And when I reported it, went back in the house, reported it to the state trooper, I could hear his partner in the background laugh and say, ha ha, we got another one. Like other people had apparently called in. Other people had apparently called in. So when you mention, about the news and everything, they're well aware of these things because they live there.
And Zach, do you share the story with other people, or is this a story that you kind of keep to yourself?
No, I share it with other people, but this is the first time I've shared it publicly. I've only shared this with family and friends and people that know me, because I don't want to freak people out. And I kind of just think there's some things that God gives you. Let me say this, preface this by saying I totally believe in God. But some things that the Creator gives you, you're supposed to cherish. Everything isn't for sharing.
Absolutely. How did your friends and family react when you shared the story?
They believed me because they know, and I've shown them things and told them about things. So they believe me. They just kind of look at me as an oddity in the family, but they know, you know, they you know, let's face it. We all know.
Let me ask you this, Zach. Now, building on what Amber's question was, do you think, now that you've disclosed this on a public forum, there'll be any consequences from outer space for you personally?
No, I don't believe so, because since 2020, I've been seeing a lot of orbs, a lot of interdimensional spirits and entities and things of that nature. So I don't think it's going to be a negative. And not that you said it was, but I just think it's going to be a positive thing, because I am now at the point where I can share with others that may not feel, you know, they can talk about things like this, you know. And again, you know, it's a spiritual thing for me. I totally believe in that. I believe, like, hey, this is something that I've been blessed to see. And I'm grateful for every time I've had an experience. I have a newfound joy for the planet, the love of the planet. And I just appreciate shows like yours and you and Amber, of course, Bruce, you know, just allow me the opportunity to share my experience.
Our pleasure. We really enjoy first person, not hearsay, but first person experiences. So Amber, any place else you want to go with this?
Yes. So when the government recently recognized, they had a hearing for those unidentified flying objects that were captured, and the aircrafts, you know, there's eyewitnesses that saw them. So when all that was going on, what were your thoughts on it?
I was so happy because, you know, for years and years and years, top level officials, because of whatever reasons, energy, corporate, I never judge, right? I'm not in their position. But I know that it was time, because we either have to figure out, is it us coming back from the future, or are we dealing with other things? I think it's a combination of everything. Everything is everything to me. It's all the one. It all comes from the one. So when that happened, I was like, yeah, bravo. You know, good for you. A lot of the older whistleblowers are in their 80s and 90s and 100 now, and they can't really say what they want to say. They never could. But yeah, Let's face it. Why do we have a space force now? That just popped up out of nowhere. We've been known about all the things that's up there. You know, Earth is a part of space, so we're just another floating rock in space. Why shouldn't we encounter other things? Why shouldn't we use technology? Why shouldn't we have a say as people to what our government is into? That's my theory. Like, you want to spend money? I don't really want to spend money on war. I'd rather spend money on space exploration. You know what I mean? That's me personally.
Oh, absolutely.
No, sure, us too. Sure. You know, Zach, what you're describing seems to be one of the themes in Star Trek, where they discuss prime directives, where people from advanced civilizations, or species, I'll call them, come and integrate themselves with other civilizations, like here on Earth, without being noticed, and they vow not to disturb by sharing advanced technology, but they're just here to observe. That's the prime directive. Now, mentioning that, there was something that happened recently which wasn't exactly that kind of a scenario. In fact, it was a very disruptive scenario. Have you heard of what happened over in Miami a few weeks ago?
Bruce and Amber. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Tell us about what your thoughts are, please.
Yes. Well, besides like the rest of the country seeking more information about it, I gathered what I could to ascertain that when something happens, I don't care what it is, and it affects that many people, then something happened. Okay. So we'll preface, start by saying that, as well as one of the grainy videos I saw or something of that nature was cool. But when I looked at the kid and the young man that was talking, and it was his brother and his brother's developmentally ill child and him, and he was doing his interview on YouTube, I looked in his eyes. The eyes don't lie. And when I looked in that young man's eyes, I saw fear. I saw fear. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, something happened to this person, an experience. And I believe that whatever dimension portal, our government messing around with holographs, whatever it was, it affected a lot of people because it caused a stampede, you know? So when something causes that. If something happens,
and every police car in Miami happens to show up at a local mall, it's not because some kids are setting off fireworks.
Yeah, something happened.
We're very excited because we have scheduled next. Amber will be right there with me when we interview somebody who witnessed the Miami episode firsthand. So we're excited about that. Yeah.
Wow. That's going to be great.
We're going to wind it up here shortly. Sure. But Amber, before I ask a final question, do you have any comment or question?
Your host of Funk from the Front Street on YouTube and Facebook?
Yes, yes. Funk from the Front Seat, yes.
And you're also, you're the leader of which band?
The Nappy Head Funk Army. That's nice. My band, my brand. Actually, I'm rocking my jersey right here. This is some of my swag. So go on my website and support a brother. You know, we can use a little plug now and then.
Looking good.
Thank you.
And what's your website?
It's thenappyheadfunkarmy.com.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. Okay, well, here's a final question for you, Zach.
Yes, sir.
Is there any message you would have delivered to extraterrestrials from you? From you?
From me personally? Yes.
Yes.
If I have the golden opportunity to meet the ones in power, I would simply say, give us more time. We are not, all, some of us are not as highly developed as you would like. But please allow us more time so we can get this right, because there are enough light workers like myself, like Bruce, like Amber, like Ashley, that are trying to elevate everybody and just fill everybody with this unconditional love that the Ultimate One speaks about. I would just ask, please allow us more and help us grow to learn. Eventually, we'll figure out this violence thing.
Appreciate the comments. Appreciate your time.
God bless.
We want to extend an invitation to all of our other listeners out there that if they've had an experience with something that they consider to be off planet Earth, species or object that is unidentified, let us know. Zach Roberson, thank you so much. My trusted co-pilot, Amber, I couldn't do it without you. Thank you.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you. Thank you so
much. Thank you, Zach.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, Earthlings, thank you so much for listening today. And to stream other episodes of the Captain B Show, blast over to irockspaceradio.com.
That's irockspaceradio.com.
Listen. Jump on a moonbeam and ride. Ride it. Glide it all the way.